Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, The Bert Show.
Producer Tracy has produced for us, and when I say us, the world, a golden child.
She is the smartest child ever created.
I really didn't think you would be one of these people.
Like, really?
Are you serious?
Uh-huh.
I didn't think it would be to this extent.
Really?
Yes.
I mean, no offense to Tracy, but she's a perfectionist, so everything in her life's going to be perfect.
I know, but she also has never had a problem acknowledging, like,
reality
shortcomings, like, or, like, you know, like she says, oh, I'm a perfectionist, but she'll admit when she's not organized or whatever, but
this is her child.
This is different.
I have flaws. Ella does not.
Yeah. Yeah. The baby has zero problems.
Boy, there really is a difference, man. And I got to put this more on moms than I do dads. It's moms, man, that just raise their children up and just create these scenarios.
I don't know.
That don't really exist to make them seem like they really are the most special child in the world.
No.
Well, thank goodness for that. The kids grow up with
whatever. Whatever.
I think Scott's actually worse than me.
Really?
Because there's things that Ella will do, and I don't have the heart to tell him that it's like a natural reflex. Like, because you can hold a newborn baby up, and then, like, they'll automatically start making, like, the walking motion. All babies do it from birth, but Scott is convinced that if she only had a little bit more muscle, she could walk.
That's funny.
You're not too far behind, I gotta tell you.
I know. Well, I mean, she is pretty smart. We already are studying for the SAT, I have to say.
How do you determine if a four-month-old is smart or not?
Because she's already talking.
Okay.
And she's only 3.5 months, and she's been talking since 3 months.
Okay, and what is, like, the typical time for kids to start talking?
Well, I hear it's very rare if they start at 4 months. Now, mind you, she started at 3. But most babies will start around 6 or 7.
She's advanced.
That's
6 or 7 months, they'll start saying their first words like doggy, mama, dada.
Exactly. And
that
she
kind of
is
thing?
Already saying mama.
Really?
Yes.
Now, isn't dada typically the first thing that they say because it's easier for them to pronounce?
Typically, but my daughter does not take the easy way.
Okay.
She
takes challenges head on.
She's gifted.
Yeah. Head on. That's what gifted children do.
Mm-hmm. Dada was way too easy for her. She already moved on to mama.
Now, are you
sure? She's saying padre.
Yeah.
Yes, daddy was too
easy. Spanish. I mean, isn't it almost like baby talk, like psychics, where they give a prediction and you fit in whatever you want it to be? And with babies, they probably say, and then you say, oh, she said mama.
My psychic said one of our houses would burn down and a hotel I was at in a different city caught on fire 3 days after I left, and I'm like, there it is!
There it is!
There it is!
And I knew you guys would say that, which is why I videotaped it.
Okay.
Oh.
So you have brought in proof.
I have brought in proof.
That she is speaking already.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, how do you guys want to do this? Because I think...
Do you have to see the video?
Whatever way humiliates Tracy more is the way I
want
to go.
Oh, hold on, though. I do want you guys all to promise, though, because you are being, you know, you're a little skeptical of me. If you think that she really is saying it, you have to be totally honest. Like,
we will.
Okay. Promise.
Okay. Yes, don't just try and make me seem crazy.
Well, here's the deal.
There's a stretch.
Because Tracy did play this for me last week. You know, back when she was only 3 months old and talking. And Ella had actually driven here a stick shift, which is embarrassing because I can't even drive a stick. But Ella drove here to give me my Spanish lesson.
She was using the hand signal. She wasn't even using the signal, right?
Right.
She knows left and right already.
Right. So, because she wanted to bring me the first draft of her book that she wrote. And so I got to hear this. And when you hear it, I think there's potential. But when you see it, you realize it's just a grumpy, hungry kid making noises.
Well, so, let's not have any preconceived notions. Right. Just, okay. just play it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Do you guys want to watch it? Because I have it on my computer.
I want to hear it first. All right,
so I'll just
first.
Play it. Crank this up because it's low.
Can you say mommy?
Oh, that's not Ella.
Can you say mommy?
It's like the Atlanta Ghost Hunters. You do have a ghost in the house, you know that, right? Did you hear that?
She panicked.
Where the hell is the mommy in this whole thing?
Well, I heard
she just said it four times.
That sounded like a mom.
Yeah, it sounds like mom.
Right here. Sorry, somebody.
Is she playing? And she's playing the harp.
Wow! Look at that
musician. Too.
Now somebody's jacking with me.
She's singing in the key of A.
Her gas is very melodic.
You are right. She is an angel.
So that was what I heard and thought that perhaps it could be.
Let's hear this one more time.
Okay.
Pause it right after you hear mommy.
Just raise your hand when you want.
I think it's mom.
Raise your hand, Tracy, when you want me to pause it. Okay.
Okay.
By the way, it's worth noting when you'll see this on the video, she's riding a unicycle.
Can you say mommy?
That was it?
Hold on, let's hear it again.
Duh.
Here you go.
That was it?
Well, that was the first part. You have she says mama.
Oh, sorry, Dex, stop it too soon.
Yes.
Can you say mommy?
Clearly there's an M sound there.
Yes.
Clearly she is saying mother.
To me, she just sounds hungry.
Now, this is what's going to ruin it.
There's no mommy in there.
She is saying
there is no mommy in there.
A little bit like mama.
There's an M sound.
She's grumbling it, okay?
If you do it while watching the video, you can see she's just pissed. And she's just sitting there mad.
I don't need to see the video to hear that.
Can you say mommy?
Cute. And she may very well be hungry, but doesn't her food come from mama?
That's what I said. She's hungry but and I will saying it, say, so she's a little aggressive about it. She's getting it out there.
I will say, you know how Jen said earlier that usually dada is the first word because it's easier to say, and she's obviously making M noises.
Yeah, she's
so I
making
do think,
M's, the M's right?
I do think mom is going to be the first word she says.
I didn't notice this, but at this point in the video, Scott actually tries to use his finger to form her mouth into... Look at watch mom. Watch this.
Are you serious?
Like,
mommy?
He's like that Terry Fader America's Got Talent dude with the puppet.
I don't know what you guys are talking about. She's clearly saying
it. Oh, there she is.
Hey, Kim, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi.
Hi.
I was just calling to say, at first, I was kind of skeptical, too. Like, this is not going to be accurate. But once I heard the video, I have to agree, because my daughter also started by saying mama. And it was when she was fussing, and it was just mama, mama, and it turned into mama.
Because I
didn't say anything to anyone at first because I kind of, you know, I was like, is this really what she's saying? But yeah, I agree that is what she's saying right there.
Well, I mean, is it not that when she is, you know, getting her milk that she has mm-hmm. to pucker and suck. So I would assume the mama, you know, like the mouth motion is I want food, but eventually it'll be mama.
No,
you know
it's mean? Mama now, Melissa.
You know what? Do you still have it up, Bert?
Hold on 1 second. Let me take a call. Good morning, Melissa. You're on Q100.
I have a six-month-old. She started doing the same thing at 3 months old. She's still not associating me with the word, though. She says mama, and everybody says she says mama, but there's no association with it. Stacey, that's just the first sound coming out of her mouth.
Stacey used to do the same thing with both Hayden and Hollis. They would just make these gurgling noises, and Stacey would go, "Did you hear that? He just said California." What? It was a grrr. California, obviously.
I think you're just skeptical. Like, I think it is pretty.
Oh, hold on. Your baby needs you.
She's clearly saying mama.
Hey, Bert, every time we need Tracy, we just play this. I'm actually going to set that to be my ringtone so that when you call, that's what my phone does.
Hey, Val, good morning.
Oh, my gosh. That is the scariest thing ever. I have my alarm clock set to Q100, and I have my six-month-old in the room next to me. Yeah, your music or the sound came on. I did not hear mama. I heard a baby crying. I run to my baby's room. I'm like, they're crying from the other way.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, somebody put another baby in my house.
You know what will get me every single time, even though I know it is in the movie theater, is that sound of the baby that they play when they're telling you
to turn your cell phones
that
off.
Silence is golden or whatever, and every time they play the baby, you're like, it sounds like it always sounds like it's in the theater.
You're like looking around. Like,
where's that damn baby?
I think that they should ban car honking from radio commercials.
I agree.
That gets me every single time, or sirens.
One more time here, Jeff.
The Bert Show.